So today's daf again, Tzimdritimul, is the introductory daf to the sugya of Asei Doichaloi Sase. So as it relates to really the first raid by the Masechtas Yevamos, I think it's kedai just to talk Divrei Hakdama / Divrei Lomdes / Divrei Machshava as it relates to Asei Doichaloi Sase. So Zeklal Gadol B'Din Asei Doichaloi Sase. If you think about it, for literally a second, it's a pal. What's pshat that aseh is doicha lois aseh? What's more chamor? Is an aseh more chamor, or is a lois aseh more chamor? It's a lois aseh. It's easy. Why? If someone's over a lois aseh, in most cases, he's going to be chayiv malchus. In some cases, he'll be chayiv karis. In other cases, he'll even be chayiv misas beznet. If someone's a mevatel a mitzvah aseh, there's no einish. There are two mitzvahs aseh, Pesach and Milah, which are major foundational mitzvahs aseh with the Zinayinish of Karis. But with the exception of those two, every other of the 248 aseh that you have in the Torah, there's not even a Zinayinish that's mentioned anywhere. Lois aseh, we're hacking. Makin, Unchin, Misas, Bezdin. When it comes to aseh, there's no Zinayinish at all. What does that mean? L'chura. What it means is that a lois aseh is more chamer than an aseh. Not just that. We learned the sugyas not so long ago in the end of Masechtas Yuma, where the Gemara talks about the kapara and the darkei atshuva that a person needs to do when it comes to different averas. And in those sugyas, it's clear that a person has to do more tshuva for being over a lois aseh than for aseh. The Gemara says if someone doesn't aseh, as long as he does tshuva, moichlun loy miyad. He doesn't have to come on to Sigufim, and he doesn't have to come on to Unshim and Yisurim Rachmanu Litzlan. He doesn't have to come on to Misa, but Tshuva alone is going to be Mechaper. What does it sound like? It certainly sounds like a Lois Aseh is more Chomer than an Aseh. So if that's the case, what's Pashup Shat that Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh? You would think that if there's a question, should I do the Aseh at the expense of a Lois Aseh, or should I do the Lois Aseh at the expense of the Aseh, the Machriya would be which one is more Chomer? Well, if the Machriya is which one's more Chomer, L'chura every day of the week, the Machriya should be the Lois Aseh. So if that's the case, what's Pashup Shat in the Halacha that Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh? The emes is that we've spoken at a few times a chiddush from the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam, in his klolim of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, it's in Perek Gimel, he says that the truth is Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh is really a very, very big chiddush. Because it is kasha. A lois aseh is more chamer than an aseh. So if a lois aseh is more chamer than an aseh, then really lois aseh should be doicha aseh, not the other way around. It's a very big chiddush. And he says that, being that it's a very big chiddush, ein lo chabay elo chidushai, and you could then understand why you find so many limitations throughout Shas and throughout the world of Raid to the concept of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. So it's true, on the one end, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh. But you have to read the fine print. It's long. Number one, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh, but it's not Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh. Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh, it's not Doicha Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris. Aseh is only Doicha Lois Aseh, where it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneir. But if you could do the aseh and not violate the lois aseh, aseh is not going to be doicha lois aseh. The only time aseh is doicha lois aseh if it's be'idna. The two happen at the same second, they're simultaneous. But if they're not simultaneous, then you're not going to say aseh doicha lois aseh. If a person was pesheya, and because of a pshia, negligence, he finds himself in a situation where he's trapped between an aseh and a lois aseh. He looks here, there's an aseh, he looks there, there's a lois aseh, there's no aseh doicha lois aseh. It's a taisus and then the masach to say riven. There are many, many limitations to the rule of aseh doicha lois aseh. Zok the Baruch Tam, why? If aseh is doicha lois aseh, aseh should be doicha lois aseh. Shaina hait. The Teretz says the Baruch Tam, because ala rishayna manu mitztarim. Really, it's a very big chiddush. Narvaz. Yevamos Daf Dalet, the Gemara that we just learned. Smuchim and Atayr Minayim, Shenem Asmuchim La'ad La'oilam Asuyim Be'emes V'yasha. It says, Lo Yisul Bashan is G'dilam Tasalach. So at the end of the day, we're stuck with a drasha, and it's because of this drasha. The Allah is that Aseh is going to be Doicha Lois Aseh. But it's Chiddush Ve'en L'chaboy El Chidushoy. So what you need to do is you have to microanalyze the case of Kalayim Betzitzis, and if it's Doima Mamish to Kalayim Betzitzis, then you're going to have Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. But the minute it's not, you're not going to say a Doicha Lois Aseh. Because it's a Chiddush. If it makes sense, Dr. Baruch Tam, yeah, maybe we'll apply it very broadly. But because it's a chiddush, we have no choice. We have to be very stingy with the way we apply it. And that's why there's so many gdarim and there's so many limitations to the concept of aseh doicha lois aseh. But the emes is that we said the Baruch Tam's a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because if you look in the Rishonim and some of the early Achronim, it's mavur that although it's true that lefum riata, a lois aseh is more chomer than an aseh, And you would then think that logically and rationally, loisase should be doichase, not the other way around. But at the same time, there are reasons why ase is doicha loisase. The most well-known maramakim in this discussion is the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, it's in Parshas Yisra. The context over there is the Aseres HaDibros. It's the Pasuk in the Torah, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And the Ramban discusses the fact that in the first of the Aseres HaDibros, it says Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And in the second Aseres HaDibros, in Parshas Veschanan, it says Shomres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And the Ramban discusses the difference between Zochr and Shomer, Zochr's Aseh and Shomer's Lois Aseh. And then Toich Dvarav, the Ramban does what he very often does, and that is he starts talking a little hoich. Starts talking Kabbalah, al derech ha-emes, which is the Ramban's code word for Kabbalah. And the Ramban starts talking a little bit different Kabbalah. And his Kabbalah shmuz, which is above my pay grade, he says that when a person does a mitzvah saseh, what he's doing is he's expressing his love for Hashem. When a person refrains from doing a lo saseh, he's expressing his fear of Hashem. When you love somebody, you're mativ with him. You want to make him feel good, you want him to be happy, so you do things for him. When you're afraid of somebody, so you don't do things that are going to upset him. You don't do things that he doesn't want you to do. A mitzvah saseh is an expression of ahava. A mitzvah lo saseh is an expression of yira. Says the Ramban, ahava is a hechre madrega than yira. And that's why, says the Ramban, when there's a shayla baseh doicha lo saseh, you do the aseh, you don't do the lo saseh, because really, what the person is being faced with is, should I do something that will show my ahava for Hashem? Or should I do something that's going to show my yira for Hashem? Ahava is doicha yira, and because ahava is doicha yira, therefore I say is doicha lois aseh. Freik the Ramban, if that's the case, why does a person get punished when he violates a lois aseh, not when he punishes an aseh? So the Ramban says, a teretz ayin shok. But either way, whatever this mahalach is, and again, the Ramban is clearly talking al derech nigla, but also intertwining Teiras Nistar. So we'll leave it, push it, just to say the words of the Ramban without even trying to understand it too much, because again, it's above our pay grade. But Zok the Ramban, that it's based on the fact that a mitzvah saseh is an expression of ahava, a mitzvah loy saseh is an expression of yira, ahava is doicha yira, and because ahava is doicha yira, so it's for that reason, says the Ramban, aseh is going to be doicha loy saseh. There's another mahalach that I heard years ago from Rabbi Yosef Ernst, the Shlita, the Rav and Alexander Stiebel in Borough Park, and he said it in the name of the Marsham. The Marsham brings from a Kadmoin, a Mahalach Nifla, in why it is that although a Lois Aseh is more Chomer than an Aseh, yet at the same time, Aseh is going to be Doicha Lois Aseh. And that is, we know the rule is that Oynis Rachmana Patre, meaning, if a person doesn't have Aver, but he does have Oynish, he's Pater, he doesn't get an Oynish. A person doesn't have Aver, but Mezid, he gets this Oynish, B'shaigig, a lesser Oynish. What if he does it B'Oynish? So the rule is that Oynish is Rachmana Patre. Now, Pasha, you learn that Oynish Rachmana Patre means that it's a Ptur and Oynishin, that if you did something B'Oynish, someone ate Chazer, it's Chay Malkis, he ate Chazer B'Oynish, Oynish Rachmana Patre. It tells you, you're Pater, don't worry about it, you can go home, you can sleep well at night, you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to be punished for it. Why? Because you did it B'Oynish. Stating that, in the Ovama Yeshiva to do it, the Reb Chaim Briske said, based on the sugya of Yesh Oynes Begitin, which is the sugya at the very, very beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, that Ulenaira Loisase Dover, Oynes Rachmana Patre, is not just the Ptur in Oynchen. But the lumdis of why Oynes Rachmana is Patre is because when a person does something by Oynes, it's as if he didn't do it. Or he did it, but he's not Achray for it, whatever the exact nusach of how you're supposed to say over Reb Chaim is. But Reb Chaim said that Oynes Rachmana Patre is not stama ptur in the Oynish. Oynes Rachmana Patre is there's a chsar in the Iker Maisa. Because if I did it by Oynes, that type of Maisa is Nishkain Maisa, and as a result, I'm going to be Potter. But the lumdus of Oynes Rachmana Patre is not so much a halach and hilchas Oynchen, it's more a halach and hilchas Maisa. That if you do something by Oynes, say hastenish that I ever did it. That's Reb Chaim's lumdis that he said to explain the Gemara's in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis in the sugyas of Yesh Oynes Begitin. That means if a person does something, whatever it is, and he does it ba'oynes, the halach is not as if he did it. Because if I did it ba'oynes, say hastenish as a chabas gitan. Ah, you did it, but you did it ba'oynes. That's the lumdis of oynes, that if you do something ba'oynes, it's not as if you did it. What would be, however, if a person had to do something and he didn't do it, he wanted to do something so badly, But he didn't do it. And the reason he didn't do it, because he was an oinus. He wanted to go somewhere. He was an oinus. As a result, he didn't make it. So what's the halacha? Is it as if he went? No. What do you mean? He only didn't go because he was an oinus. I understand. But at the end of the day, you didn't go. It's for fallen. I'm sorry. We apologize. We feel terrible. But the mics, you didn't come. But what do you mean? It was only machmas oinus. I know it was only machmas oinus. But at the end of the day, I didn't come. And because I didn't come, snehesnisht, that I did it. If a person does something by oinus, oinus, Rachmano Patri says, you didn't do it. But if a person doesn't do something, and the reason he didn't do it was machmas oinus, it's not as if you did it. Oinus can say that what I did, I didn't do. But oinus can say that what I didn't do is as if I did. How do I know this? As I state in Rishon in the beginning of Masach Tesuvah. Zoktim Hashem, Adov Nifla. He says, when a person is stuck between an essay and a lois essay, he looks to his right, there's an essay. He looks to his left, there's a lois essay. He's not sure what to do. Should I do the essay? I'm going to violate the lois essay. Should I say, ooh, I'm not going to do it because of the lois essay? I'm going to be mevatel on essay. So says the Hashem, let's make a pashta cheshmen. If you're going to do the essay, at the expense of the lois essay, you're going to put on the baguette, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you can do it at the expense of being over the iser of lois silbashatnes. Are you over the iser of lois silbashatnes? Sokhtim Hashem, no. You know why? Because although you were over the iser of lois silbashatnes, you did it by oinus. What was the oinus? I was being mekayim a mitzvah. So being that I was mekayim a mitzvah, I did it by oinus. Oinus is if I never did it, I was never over the lois essay. What's going to be if the person takes the reverse approach? He's going to say, one second, I can't put on this baguette because I have an Issa Shatnes. So he's not going to put on the baguette because of the Issa Shatnes. He won't be over the lois essay. Will you be Mekayim the essay? Not going to be Mekayim the essay. Why? Because you didn't wear the tzitzis. You're going to stand on the roof and you're going to say, the only reason I wanted to wear, I was screaming, I wanted to wear it. I couldn't do it. You're right. It's like we feel very bad for falling. It was machmas oinus that you didn't do it. But if you don't do something machmas oinus, you still didn't do it. So at the end of the day, if I do the mitzvah, at the cheshbon of the lois asay, the mitzvah I'm going to get, the lois asay I wasn't over. What do you mean you were over the lois asay? No, because Einis Rachman Apachel and I really sasad over, does heis nish keton, so I have the S, I don't have the lois asay, so I have an asay. If I decide that I'm going to be mekayim the lois asay and not be mekayim the asay, so I wasn't over the lois asay, I also wasn't mekayim the asay. It's in the back of the envelope arithmetic. Zokhtim Hashem, of course you do the essay. If I do the essay on the cheshbon of the lois essay, I have an essay, I was never over the lois essay because it was minus. If I don't do the lois essay, I don't have the lois essay, I don't have the essay. In one case, I have an essay, I wasn't over the lois essay. In the other case, I don't have the essay, I wasn't over the lois essay. It's obvious, of course, you're supposed to do the essay and not be over the lois essay rather than not do the essay and not be over the lois essay. What's the shiloh? Zokhtim Hashem, in the sugya fin yeshoin is begit and lick the schlissel, dos the mafteach, to why the halacha is that essay is going to be doicha lois essay. Dover nifla veruina dvarim lemisha amra.